fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 7th day of July, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. If you want to volunteer to do the pledge, just send me an email. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day, inventory your tools, clean your tools, sharpen and lubricate your tools. The time to do that is now before you need them. During a long-term crisis, you're going to be using those tools a lot, so make sure they're in good condition and that the tools that have walked away or were borrowed, that they're replaced. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, a place where you can get the highest quality freeze-dried foods, all of which are non-GMO, many of which are organic, at excellent, excellent prices. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, yes, sir. Thank you for being here. Before the show started, I mentioned an article posted at Steve Quayle's website, and I've known Steve and worked with him since the mid-1990s when he used to be on my first radio show in St. Louis. And here's the headline, ultimate proof, COVID-19 was planned to usher in the new world order. We have proof that Rothschild's patented COVID-19 biometric tests in 2015 and 2017. And I printed this out, Chance, because I'm going to be showing it to some other people. And right from the Dutch government patent registry website, this is about as official as anything can be. It's got the date right there, the 13th day of October 2015, for registering the patent for testing COVID-19, 4 years before COVID-19 even existed. That's a big oops, isn't it, Chance?
Yeah, so 7 years ago, right? Very, very interesting.
Sir.
Hey, John, so I'm at stevequayle.com. I'm just going to follow along with you, but I don't see it under his Q topics. Where did you find it?
Well, you have to scroll down there. He's got stated today's date. Just scroll down. just a little bit on the right is where it says dead scientists, just to the right of it. The article above is vicious hailstorm. The article below is president dementia. You have to scroll down pretty far.
Okay.
Anyway, this is kind of proof, the kind of evidence I look for, Chance, when I'm working to educate myself so I, in turn, can educate others. This is, in my business as a homicide detective, we call this smoking gun evidence. That the patent application, patent registration, I should say, this is to register a patent that already exists is what this is about, with the Dutch government. Took place the 13th day of October 2015. That's phenomenal. That's absolutely phenomenal. Chance, it's been a year ago, more than a year ago, it was around May or June of last year. I was saying, I believe, my personal belief, I have no evidence, my personal belief is that the vaccinations are already in the refrigerators. Now, at some point, we may find out that that's true, but we do know, and we have the evidence, that the Dutch government accepted a patent registry for the COVID-19 testing in 2015. Did you find the article yet, Chance?
I did. I'm looking right at it. Yeah. Boy, this is, like you say, this is a smoking gun. This is fascinating. So, you know, all the rhetoric about this COVID-19 coming from bats in China, right? This just blows it right out of the water.
Well, what it does is blow the entire paradigm out of the water. The COVID-19 paradigm from the get-go was a planned, staged event. And now we have hard evidence in the form of the official website of the Dutch national government showing that the registration for the COVID-19 testing took place in 2015. That takes the clothes. The emperor has no clothes. There's nothing there. It's all fabrication. Every bit of it is fabrication. Everything this planet has gone through the last 18 months is fabrication. And this needs to be spread far and wide, Chance, and I'm going to do my best. How about you?
I'll do exactly the same. I'll forward this through all of our contacts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been had. We've been had. The tens of thousands. Now, it's not just the United States. It's the entire planet. Now, if you're a barefoot peasant with no written language and no knowledge of mathematics in the Amazon jungle, you probably don't know anything about this. You've probably never seen a white man. But for most of the planet, this has been disastrous. Hundreds in the United States, tens of thousands of businesses in the entire planet, hundreds of thousands of businesses destroyed and ruined by these lockdowns. The suicides of all kinds of individuals who had lost everything, lost hope. Now we're seeing the people, and of course, the people who died from the COVID-19, which was a man-made biological weapon. There's many thousands. The numbers were fabricated, of course, but many thousands did, in fact, die. And now we have over 200,000 people with adverse reactions to the real goal of all this. The real goal was to get people to want, demand, and go for the vaccinations. And that's been the goal from the get-go, Chance. What do you think?
It sure appears that way, brother. I would put a title to this: global warfare. That's exactly what this is, global warfare. And the fact that, and it's no surprise that I'm looking right at that document, Rothschild, who from the very, very beginning has been one of these global elite players controlling the entire financial system. And, you know, there's an old expression, John, he who has the gold makes the rules.
Makes
is that
the rules. Right? Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, incredible.
And he who has the guns gets the gold. But now we can have all kinds of little sayings about what's going on here. But for a one piece of evidence to discredit everything. That's what we're looking at here. This single piece of evidence discredits everything we've seen the past year and a half. Everything. And beyond question, there's no more debate. There's nothing to debate anymore. That's over. That's finished. I don't know about yourself, but I've read dozens and dozens of articles, watched dozens and dozens of videos. This scientist versus that scientist, this doctor versus that doctor. It's all meaningless now. Every bit of it is meaningless. My doctor says this. Oh, my doctor said that. No, it doesn't mean anything anymore now that we have the real evidence that the whole thing was concocted, contrived, and planned years in advance, many years in advance. Now, for the patent to be registered in October of 2015 means the following. First of all, the patent had to be applied for and accepted somewhere. We don't know where yet. But the process of developing something and applying for a patent typically takes a year or two at the least.
That's correct.
At the least. So this October 2015 date was actually preceded by at least one, more likely 2 years of research and development for the patent to be issued that was registered with the Dutch government. Now, I want to explain something to everybody. Now, we have the U.S. Patent Office, and when you apply for a patent, and I know friends, in fact, my Friday guest, Sky Huddleston, he has one patent and four pending. You apply for a patent, you have a patent attorney do it for you because it's incredibly complex to do that. And it goes through a whole process of research in the patent office, and then if you're fortunate, the patent is granted. And what was done with the Dutch government was not that process. What was done with the Dutch government patent registry website was registration of a pre-existing patent. That's what this is. Registration of a pre-existing patent from someplace else to protect that patent in Holland. With the Dutch government. So we're looking at many years of planning to get this whole thing set up. Now, our opposition, I call our opposition the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, but the people who set this up, they may be evil, they may be satanic, but I have to admit, they're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant in their ability to pull something like this off and fool the entire planet. Chance. That's what they've done. They pulled the wool over the eyes of the entire planet and got the entire planet to believe a complete fabricated lie, haven't they?
You know, I've got friends, more business associates in India, Indonesia, but India in particular. And the suffering over there, John, it's not talked about on our mainstream news. The suffering over there has been horrendous. There are stories, and I have not vetted these stories, but I have spoken to individuals over there. There are stories of the so-called vaccines that were being tested on the people over there with many issues that arose from it. So, I mean, you think it's bad here. It's horrible. And
Chance, we need to stop. Your audio just went south there for the last 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and...
Did you do something different, sir?
Yeah, I'll refresh.
Yeah, refresh, sir. Well, chances are he'll refresh his Skype audio there. And he's got business associates in India that he works with. And he was about to tell us, although the audio was very poor quality, the first-hand reports he's getting about what's really going on in India. India is a beautiful country, beautiful people, very intelligent. High rate of literacy, a lot of poverty there, obviously, but they're motivated. I've heard stories about how 50 Indian children will sit under a street light because they have no electricity at home, sit under a street light to do their homework. Can you imagine American school children doing that? Seriously, can you? I can't. Are you back, Chance?
I am. I'm moving over my mic. Give me just 1 second here.
Okay. It's something's horrible going on there.
Okay. How does that sound?
It's just as bad as ever. Yeah.
Okay. Julie, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect and I'll connect back.
Okay, so Chance is going to disconnect and reconnect, and maybe we'll get some good audio out of him there. Yeah, to Chance's website, we haven't talked much about food, but he sells food. I was reading this morning about how the supermarket chains, their warehouses, centrally located warehouses, are buying a lot more than they typically do. That's what they're doing. They're buying a lot more food than they typically do. They're trying to get ahead of the price increases that are coming and can't be helped. Okay, Chance, are you back, sir?
I am. Just give me just one more second. I'm changing my microphone, okay?
Please
one
change it. Whatever it takes. It sounds like you got a tin can and a string there. You ever do that? When I was a boy, we would do that. We made our little tin can and string telephones that we'd play with that and get tired of it in about 5 or 10 minutes. But terrible audio. Why don't you call us up on the telephone, Chance? That might be better.
Okay, Julie, you want to put that number in chat for me, please?
And we'll resolve this. The nature of live radio is we have to deal with things as they happen. We don't pre-record and edit. We do live. And Chance will be back with us shortly. But the people in India are highly motivated to better their lives. There's more than a billion, was it 1.4 billion people? That's hard to conceive of. They have a very bizarre religious beliefs, the Hindu religion. And it looks like we have a caller here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
John, good morning. When Chance comes on, it replayed John's show from last night, John Scott Miller's, and Steve was sitting in for him, and Keith Rogers called in and had him play a clip about, he said every farmer, and I'm not sure if this is all around the United States, and that was the question, apparently grow row crops or something. They've been offered, I think they said, $3,800 an acre to destroy their crop. Yeah. And I know Chance said that...
Chance is here now. He's listening.
Okay. That he gets a lot of stuff from out of the country just to get organic and, you know, better food. But the thing was, they were saying, you know, if you know farmers in your area, you ought to ask them if they got this letter. And I was wondering if either of you have heard anything about that.
I haven't yet. A chance of you.
Oh, John, I missed the first half of her comments.
There's a story circulating that farmers that grow row crops, corn, wheat, soybeans, and so forth, have received letters. Was that from the Department of Agriculture, Sherry?
Yeah, it's from the USDA.
USDA sent letters offering $3,800 per acre to destroy crops.
That's not something that I've heard. And if that is the case, and I can make a few phone calls to vet that, if that's the case, then this is going to be a major problem. We're already dealing with supply chain issues, and you know, those are the main crops throughout the United States, right? Nebraska, Kansas, parts of Texas, huge corn fields here. That's a major problem.
Well, I'm sure. Not sure if it was just the major crops like that, but I'm wondering if it was vegetables too that supply canneries.
Well, it would seem like it would. Do you want to hold on, Sherry, or are you finished?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Okay, bye. Thanks for the call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th day of July. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods. If you don't have internet access, you want to place an order for the highest quality freeze-dried food you can get your hands on at the best price, just give them a call. Give the number twice slowly. That's 737-400-2066. I say again, 737-400-2066. And you still have the Patriot Pack. Is that what it's called? I don't have it here in front of me. Liberty Pack.
Yeah, that's Liberty, your Liberty Pack. Yeah, your Liberty Pack. Yes, and I want to thank all of your listeners for going to our site and purchasing that pack. That pack supports your on-air efforts as well as our Veterans Outreach Program. One, folks, that really, really works. These are veterans that are in need right now. They can't wait. They need food. They need blankets. They need sleeping bags. Sometimes they just need someone to talk to. But that program really, really works. And so I want to thank each and every one of you that has purchased that Liberty Pack.
Well, and I want to thank them as well. And, of course, all the employees at Simply Clean Foods are all veterans, aren't they, sir?
Yes, sir. The best employees on the planet, if you ask me. But, you know, that's just my personal opinion. Military veterans seem to understand work ethic. They seem to understand mission-based accomplishments, and they do a wonderful, wonderful job here.
They understand priorities, don't they?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, a couple of things I just want to get out of the way. I sent out an email for the 4th of July, a little bit of history on Independence Day, as well as some great, great items that we're giving away. We're giving away with any order. Now, I think this expires in a couple days. We're giving away with any order, it doesn't matter how big or small it is, our freeze-dried organic chives. They are absolutely amazing. If you like chives on your potatoes or in many, many dishes, they're wonderful in. And then also any orders over $20 get the chives, and they get to try out our jalapenos, a 30-day supply of diced jalapenos if you like jalapenos. Again, they're organic, and they are amazing and add quite a bit of zest to, you know, any dish, whether that be our vegetables and our chicken, but amazing products. So those are all free of charge. I'm pretty sure I'd have to look, but I'm pretty sure that does expire on the 9th, John.
All right. That's just a couple of days away. The 9th would be Friday. Okay. Well, that's a good opportunity for people. I hope they will take advantage of it. You're always looking for new products. Is there any new products that you've got or that are soon to happen?
Yes, sir. So the long-awaited saffron is here. This is an amazing spice. It is beautiful. It is from Turkey, and it is considered to be the finest saffron in the entire world. And again, we've talked about this in the past. The saffron flower produces 3 to 4 threads. That's, think about the center of a flower, the threads that come out, only 3 to 4 threads per flower. So as you can imagine, there's not a huge harvest that happens every year. As a matter of fact, it's a very small harvest. And this spice is known worldwide and has been used by chefs since they first discovered it to be used in many, many dishes. So if you want to Google saffron, S-A-F-F-R-O-N, and check that out, what we have in our possession right now is considered to be the finest in the world, and there is a difference. Absolutely is a difference. And so we will have that up today. That's sold by the gram. And I encourage folks, if you like to add a little flair to your dishes, you will love the saffron.
Well, I would say people need to check that out and go for it. Absolutely, go for it. I'm sitting here reflecting on this. The word bombshell gets thrown around, but maybe we should stick with smoking gun. In my career as a homicide detective, there's been a few times where I do come across the piece of evidence that shows the man charged with the murder did not do the murder, somebody else did it. And those moments, they stand out in your memory, and you never forget them, ever. Because when you find that evidence, you save somebody's life. You're charged with murder. And that's how important this is. What the Dutch government patent registry website shows us. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. Great news. My webmaster is headed back to Missouri. He'll be getting everything caught up. It will be a challenge. The Daily Intelligence Briefing will get caught up. The Rumble Archives will get caught up. Many, many COVID postings, including the latest one we just found this morning, involving information from the Dutch government patent registry. That'll be posted on my website as well. So that's good news. In addition, I've talked to Tom Berryhill. He promises energy cleaners this week. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? You don't need to deal with that. Get yourself an energy cleaner. You have sleep issues? Well, if you don't sleep as good as a small child overnight like I do, you need an energy cleaner also. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price. We have the travel size, small travel size, the twin size, full queen king, California king. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment at libertyman.com. Yes, I do take PayPal, and you can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chancey, proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. The coupon code to get a very nice discount on food that's already a great price is LibertyMan, and we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8255. 8252. Well, Chance, I'm always searching for this kind of information that's posted at Steve Quayle's website about the patent registration for the COVID-19 testing system and method for testing COVID-19 is what it says in the patent registration. And when I find it, I'm just delighted that I found it. I'm happy. I'm glad. I'm so satisfied that now we've got something that anybody with at least a normal IQ can comprehend, that this is the real deal. Can't they, Chance?
No, absolutely. And I'm actually looking at that registration right now. And if you look below, you'll see in highlighted Rothschild. And you look to the right, there's CPC, IPC, and then there is a U.S. publication. So if someone has some time, they might want to copy that publication, U.S. 2020279585. I imagine if you dig deep enough, you can get your hands on that publication, and we can break this down a little bit further.
Yeah. Well, there are people who do that. We have listeners that are very bright, very diligent, and some of them got too much time on their hands, quite frankly, but they're very good at what they do to research things of this nature. And I'm sure that the keyboards will be clicking away probably right now. as we speak, these researchers, independent researchers, are banging away on their keyboards. I have a very dear friend. I served with military intelligence. He may or may not be listening, but he's probably banging away on his keyboard too. There'll be more details.
I have a joke, John. I have a joke. I don't believe in cloning. Goes against my spiritual beliefs. However, sometimes I do wish there were two or three more of me running around so I can do the type of research that I'd like to do, just like this. So, yeah, I'd encourage anyone to actually, that is a U.S. publication and can probably be found online.
Right. Well, almost without a doubt, either a British or a U.S. patent was granted prior to this. We don't know how much prior. And I haven't looked at patent information for a while, but what I recall offhand is that there's going to be a date for the application and a date for it being granted. And that's what I would be looking at for the U.S. patent or British patent or whatever it might be. It could be French or Russian or I guess Chinese have a patent office also. Of course, I think the Russians were given the entire contents of our patent office by Bill Clinton, weren't they?
Well, and then you talked about the Chinese too. It's many, many stories of inventors that file for a patent. It's called patent pending until it's approved. All of a sudden, within a few months, they find that the Chinese have gotten a hold of that patent and have recreated that particular invention and are selling it on the marketplace. And it seems like there's absolutely nothing that we can do here in the U.S. to stop it. I mean, it's thievery. It's exactly what it is. It's thievery.
Well, actually, I need to correct you. President Trump figured a way to slow these people down, the Chinese, and that's with economic sanctions. So it can be done. President Trump was in the process of, and had done it several times. But go ahead, sir.
Yeah, but it's a major problem, and there's many stories of inventors that have had to deal with this. You know, they put their life's blood and work into creating something that's going to, in some cases, really help humanity. And then Chinese take that same invention and they create it themselves from that patent and put it on the market cheaper than it would be sold elsewhere. And again, that's breaking the law, and they should be held accountable for it. But during this administration, I don't think that's going to happen, John.
No. That simply will not happen. It will not happen. But we have a similar situation with the rocket stove. We got a patent on the rocket stove, and our corporate attorney has already given us some very strong warnings about patent violations that we expect to be seeing But and you know, and that's, I mean, we'll just deal with it. We have no choice but to deal with it. And well, the if you're if you just tuned in late, here's what we're talking about. At Steve Quayle's website today, it would be Wednesday, the 7th of July. The scroll down pretty far down, and the title of the article is "Ultimate Proof: COVID-19 Was Planned to Usher in the New World Order." We have proof that Rothschild's patented COVID-19 biometric tests in 2015 and 2017. Smoking gun evidence, the real deal. The Dutch government patent registry website is not some made-up conspiracy theory. That's an official government registration website, isn't it, Chance?
No, you're absolutely right. And going back to India and other countries that are not talked about in our mainstream media, it was bad here, and I don't choose to minimize any of that. I mean, we personally know people here in the U.S. that had bed and breakfasts, had small shops that are now bankrupt. They're out of business, right? And that's because of all of this. But you look at other countries, and the death tolls are horrendous. I mean, horrendous. India pretty much shut down the entire country because of the spread. And then vaccines that hadn't even been tested were sent over there and voluntarily or involuntarily injected into the people. And so it's a problem. It's a major, major problem. And this smoking gun, hopefully, we'll see in the near future, brings some people, makes some people.
Well, it should be indictments come out of this, for one thing. And I hope that those people who are on the fence about getting the COVID shots will make a firm decision. They're not going there. Chance, we've got a caller on hold here. Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. I'm one of those researchers, probably has too much time on his hands. But no, I decided to research something else because I had heard about it before, and that was the lady that called in about the farmers being paid to destroy crops. And I knew I'd heard it somewhere before, and it's actually comes from Brighteon, which I believe is Mike Adams. And yeah, he had posted an article back in May of 2021, and it goes, government is trying to create a food shortage. And it says, the federal government, or the United States, is offering farmers 1.5 times the value of their crops. If farmers destroy those crops, if farmers decline the offer, that same government will stop all farm subsidies for refusing to sign. And I've read this, and I looked it up in two different places, and I found the same, that it's, they're both concurring that the government will stop their farm subsidies if they refuse to accept their offer not to grow crops. And it goes on, it talks about, this is Biden doing this, okay? And then in the second one over here, another article I pulled up real quick, says that Biden eliminated a fund that Trump had set up for farmers and transferred the money into a Democratic pork barrel spending, which threw small and medium-sized farmers into collapse. And now Biden is forcing the farmers to destroy their crops to receive federal subsidies, which farmers need to live and stay in business. It's obvious what will happen. And then they're talking about how the rising prices of food. But, you know, here's where I'm putting all this together, okay? It looks like the same people are in control that were in control when they took over the Soviet Union and when they took over China. And one of the first things they do is they instrument or they try to initiate a starvation in the country to wipe out the millions of people. And I don't know if that's what they're doing here, but it looks kind of suspicious. I mean, we have Bill Gates who's going around buying up farmland everywhere. We know that. And we know that he's, you know, all for trying to replace crops with GMO stuff. And I don't see where this is going to go is going to be any good, okay? Let's just put it that way, because it looks like he's punishing our farmers and trying to get them not to grow crops. So I don't know why a president would do that, but evidently Biden is doing that. And, you know, I'm going to look up this thing on the Steve Quayle site, too, and I'll try to look up that patent number later. But, yeah, this is a big, and your announcement this morning is incredible. There was a patent, I know, that was made for, I believe it was study of the corona COVID virus by the Wellcome Trust over in England, the Pirbright Institute, and it was back, I think it was in 2016, but this one I hadn't heard about yet, so I'm going to look into both of them. But yeah, I just wanted to comment on what's going on in the farmers and everything, because I think it's important that we watch these people, because, you know, if the same, they're trying to cause food shortages, we might see, you know, times when we might have to have that backup food, you know, like Chance is talking about. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for the call, Charlie. We appreciate it.
Hey, call John, if I could comment on that.
Please.
Okay, so first of all, I want to thank that last caller for that information. I've seen this as well. And, John, I can tell you from an industry point of view, I mean, I deal with this every day, we have seen a 40% increase in the cost of our corn, 40% increase. Now, this has larger effects as well. Here in Texas, 80% of the crops, the corn crops that are grown, go to make ethanol for fuel, right?
Right.
And that's pretty much a standard across the United States. So if you burn or destroy the corn crops, we could be looking at energy prices, fuel prices across the country that would go even higher than they already are. And we've already seen an increase. What are your thoughts there, John?
Well, I was just reading an article this morning about the big supermarket chains are at the central warehouses are building up their inventories ahead of even more price increases. So it's just more confirmation of what you're just saying there, Chance.
It's incredible. And like your last caller said, you know, this is a major, major problem. And folks, we've been warning you and we've been talking about this for, my gosh, almost a year now. Folks, the best investment that you can make for your family is to be prepared in food and water and supplies, making sure that when that time comes, you know, the food that you buy today or yesterday is going to be much more valuable in the future, right? And so that peace of mind goes a long way in preparing for what's coming.
It does, absolutely. You got a question or comment? We'll take that call at 512-248-8252. Well, my friends Jeff Nyquist and Steve Ben Noon are both saying that we could very well be in open warfare in this country in the next 2 to 3 months. And we got others, individuals saying very similar things, Mike Adams, Steve Quayle, and so forth, and my friend Dave Hodges. These are all men I personally know and trust saying these things, and not just anonymous people on the Internet. We got July, we got August to get ready, get your food, get your water filters, get ready for winter. Winter will be here before you know it. Medical supplies, hygiene products, all the things that a person needs to live. We found out it was about a year ago that the shelves were bare of toilet paper, weren't they, Chance?
Yeah, I mean, we sometimes have short memories, don't we, John? Just a year ago, if you were to walk into your local supermarket, it was mayhem. It was insane. Those aisles that had toilet paper and paper towels and things like that, they were bare. There were restrictions in produce and in meat of how much you could purchase. And so, you know, these times, you know, we just can't forget this, right? We have to do what we have to do now to make sure that we have those provisions, because if you become a victim in a situation like this, then you're going to rely on outside help. And I just don't know, like FEMA, for example, I just don't know if that help is going to be there. And if it is, at what cost to you to get that help? Something to think about.
It is. It is. Well, this time last year, I know my hometown, St. Louis, I could drive through there in the middle of the day and see no car on a major street, no cars in front of me, no cars behind me. It was really scary. Here's our last break this hour, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well, Chance, we've discussed some very important things here this morning, getting some great information out, and great information also about the wonderful line of foods that you've got. And for the time being, you've got a warehouse full and ready to deliver the same day or the next day, aren't you, sir?
Yeah, we are. Our team is really doing a great job about getting orders out pretty darn fast. We're shipping now within 48 hours. So please go to simplycleanfoods.net, simplycleanfoods.net. And if you email us, simplycleanfoods@chef.net, and ask for that link, I will send that link to this Dutch registration for this COVID-19. I'll send you a copy of that if you don't already have it. So send us an email. But go to simplycleanfoods.net, a little housekeeping. We are giving away chives with any order. It's a 30-day supply. And we're also giving away jalapenos, a 30-day supply, with any order over $20. So you'll get both with any order over $20. That was our part of our Independence Day special. I encourage people to take advantage of that. And you only have about 48 hours before that ends. So please take advantage of that. John, I want to thank you for having me on today. And again, this information that's being passed on with this registration, COVID-19 back in 2015, folks, this is why we want to support John and the work that he does on air. So I'd encourage everyone, check out his Liberty Pack on our site, simplycleanfoods.net.
All right. Chance, thank you very much, sir. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Breathtaking. This information is just breathtaking. And smoking gun evidence about the pre-planned make-believe fake pandemic that we've been suffering the past 18 months was planned many years in advance, as was the vaccines for the make-believe fake pandemic. The whole plan's been had. And it's time for, President Trump was still in, maybe something could be done. This president is not going to do a thing. That's not going to happen because he's complicit. He's part of it. He's part of it, unfortunately. Top of the hour, we'll have Professor McCanny with us. Hour three, we'll have my friend Jeff Nyquist, and we'll have a lot of interesting discussion and exchange information here at Republic Broadcasting, as we do every day, Monday through Friday. Tomorrow we'll have Kirk with Water Revolution, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, second hour. I hope to have Steve Hunt with us, top of hour three. I haven't talked to Steve. He couldn't be with us last week, and we'll finish out the show tomorrow with Tom Berryhill talking about the wonderful product he and I help get to people called the Energy Cleaner. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.